Hey everybody, before we get started, I do have a small message from one of our fellow podcasters.
Hey there, this is John from Lizards and Locations.
And Cotton Candy!
We have a lot of campaigns we want you guys to check out, like Strixhaven, Syllabus of Shenanigans, Pillars of Creation, Roy, aka Roots of Yggdrasil, and Mass Effect, Broker Builder, Corporate Spy.
Ooh, sounds mysterious.
Kinda is, yeah. We also have one-shots, a lot of one-shots. We also have a little podcasting where we ramble. It's called Tavern Ramblings.
Whoa.
Where can you find us?
Oh my god, find us on Instagram, Mastodon, Hive, Twitter, Blue Sky, Facebook. That's not what you meant.
It's not. No, I was actually saying, like, where can you see us? Where can
you hear us? Find us on YouTube and Spotify and everywhere you listen to podcasts, like Podbean, Good Pods. I don't know. Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, fast stuff. Yeah. We also have a lot more content that we're going to be putting out through things like Patreon and Ko-fi, Coffee, Ko-fi.
Buy me a pizza.
That, sure. I'm making a whole new world called Drasinger.
Full of dressings?
Full of dragons, but yeah, sure. We'll put that in the back pocket. When can they find us?
Oh my goodness, on a Wednesday in the middle of the week. That would be the third day of the birthday.
There's no 10 days here, but that's regardless. Can we roll yet?
So, if you get a chance, give them a listen. Thank you very much, and back to our show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your GM and narrator, and we have the full crew today. But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Sean.
You say Sean or John?
I'll take anyone.
Well, since I spoke up first, I'm Sean and I'm playing fours, and I rolled a 12. John.
What? I usually go last, just out of our normal repetition. One second here. This is John playing as Lucius, and I got a 17. Jesse, go.
Hey everybody, I'm Jesse. I play as Oswald, and I got a 9. Marshall.
Hey everybody, this is Marshall. I play Keegan, and I rolled a 14. Mav.
Hey, my name's Mav. I play Dosh, your favorite android, and I rolled a 10.
Alrighty. Jesse, how about them recaps?
Oh, sure. Last episode was mostly us driving up to a power plant in Soleni on Xavier's request. We spent some time in the car talking about how we had spent our time apart. We eventually made it to Soleni, and it's a nice mountainous region, pine trees, all that. We've been in this area before, back when we were trying to get through a spider forest and trying to avoid having our arms lopped off. Once we got to town, we started trying to figure out where this power plant might be, because we didn't really have a lot to go on other than a really old map. We found some shrines locally to some old gods, or godlike beings. We found out that there's a new company in town called Entech that's putting out some kind of private seekers or private security or police or something, restricting access to things and having an impact on the local economy. Also, the woods have gotten creepier since the last time we were here, and that's probably our fault. We met a Entech commander named Gerada Larine, who we became friends with and who is willing to take us into the woods towards our best guess as to which of these shrines might contain the power plant. But it's going to take, I think, a day or two of hiking through fairly creepy or infected or whatever woods. And I think that's where we left off. We were about to start our journey through the woods.
Excellent. As it was last time, I believe you were all partying it up. So for those of you who may have overdone it, I'll let you set your own hangover DC that you'd like to roll against, if you'd like to roll.
That's right. We were drinking.
A little bit.
I usually don't drink in settings like that. I usually just pretend to. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, you turn it all to coffee.
Yeah, shit like that. I'm going to say that I'm not hungover.
Oswald was feeling some kind of way last night, and that's why he was drinking. So I'm going to say that he does have a hangover. I'm not even going to roll.
Alrighty.
Keegan would have been matching drinks with Oswald, so I don't know what constitution check I should roll, but I'll roll something.
And you drink the 17-year-old boy child under the bed.
You're like twice my size.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but...
Fine.
You've got a hangover. I might not.
Where were we drinking? I don't even remember where we are getting these drinks from.
So Fors is really hungover.
Fors doesn't remember getting the drinks.
We ended trying to gather information at a public house, and that's where we met. It was Entek, right? That was her name?
Entek is the name of the company. Her name is Gerada Larinet.
Gerada. So okay. Yeah, we met Gerada with Entek there while we were drinking, and that's where we got the ability to jump on their back to head up to this place.
Pour one out for Ranger Sands.
I think you did have to flash your Amon badge as well as part of this, so we're still playing that card.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's what I recall, is that they're happy that we're affiliated with Amon.
Yeah.
Completely happy to help them on.
Does anyone remember specifically if I said I was drinking?
I don't remember specifically.
Don't remember.
Okay, so I'm hungover then too, because I don't remember. I can't specifically deny it, and no one else can vouch for my sobriety. So I'm
I was gonna say Dash usually doesn't drink when there's like, unless it's specifically an Android bar.
Very well, but yeah, morning comes upon quickly as you all get up and head out to meet Gerada. She's in a good state, no hangover. She's talking with other members of Entek. When she sees you guys approach, she'll point over to where there's some coffee and donuts.
Oh, fantastic.
For you guys to get your morning started.
Since this is a several day hike, do they have supplies for us? Or do we need to get our own like tents and stuff?
Oh, yeah, we can get those. I'm surprised you guys came out here without them.
We weren't sure how far out we were going to have to go, and
we weren't planning on staying overnight.
But we have the resources to be ready for anything. So, yeah, if you don't have extra, we'll acquire our own. No big deal.
She's able to hit up the ranger station here and get a few kind of basic adventure kits with backpacks and tents. Your standard 50 feet of rope, python, 3 rations.
Fishing pole.
Yeah, 1 fishing pole.
Is there a stick with a bindle on it?
It comes pre-bindled, yes.
Yes.
White with red polka dots? Or just white?
Just white.
And I am in the Punch Junction armor.
Yeah, I'll be fully geared up. Albert coat, giant scythe floating beside me, being held by an unseen servant. Or actually, I have a hard light attendant, so there'll be a hard light attendant that's actually holding it for me, following me around.
Are they holding your backpack too? That doesn't seem like something you would wear.
Or be able to actually hold. Well, if somebody's going to give me a backpack, then yeah, that's going to go on top of this hard light attendant too.
All right. I'm going to get my military drone out of the wrecker. I'm going to bring that with me.
Nice call.
Right on.
And because it's not my viewer drone, I'm going to affix my HCOM to the grabber arm on the military drone, and I'm going to send it above the trees.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, then this will give you a bonus here to making this trek, as you're able to basically scout ahead to some extent.
Tweet.
Using the drone with the drone holding its little selfie cam.
Make sure to turn the obnoxious flashlight feature on.
I'll bring almost all my gear too.
Same.
Demolitions kit.
I have my golden walking stick. When you're in the forest, it's a walking stick. Okay. This is an important distinction.
I feel like walking stick is palms down, or a cane is palms down, and walking stick is palm sideways.
I can see that.
Gandalf styles.
Yeah.
Once you have all your stuff together, Gerada will, well, let's get going.
Sounds good.
Yeah, as we're walking, I'll strike up some, because this is a couple days trek, right? Like a pretty decent hike. Some small talk with Gerada. Ask her if she has any family. This is so in the future, when she dies, we can all feel really sad about it.
We're building stakes here.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that everyone's extra sad at the end of this mission.
Yeah, Gerada would, you know. Oh, yeah, no. Husband, 3 little ones.
You're not close to retirement, are you?
2 days away, actually.
We'll have a video cam going, just send it back to Jasper. This is why you don't come.
Gerada does keep her modified auto rifle at the front, out and open, as she'll walk along with you. And so what are you guys trying to find at the shrines out here?
I'm just gonna look over at Lucius while we're in the wilderness.
We all freeze and look at Lucius.
He's like, quick, is that a red-tailed whipping whirl over there? Walk off in the forest.
This late in the season?
This far north?
That's crazy.
I'll start off with, Amon has recently developed some special interests in a lot of the shrines around the area. Unfortunately, the business is a little bit classified.
Yeah, okay, sure. I get that. Okay, well, if you can't talk about that, then how's Dustbanter doing? I haven't been there in a while. I don't make the trip out too much.
It's mostly on fire.
Chaos in the streets.
Oh, that sounds bad.
We're getting it back together, though. It's just a bit of a rough patch.
Yeah, actually a nice little respite out here.
Having a roving gang, some street thugs trying to steal our trucks here.
Yeah, she'll laugh. And, I mean, we have gangs too, but I mean, out here in the woods, besides the those strange monsters we've been running into, the worst you're really going to get out here are maybe some bumble birds. And she'll point towards kind of a small bird on the ground, kind of like a kiwi, but with four legs. And it's got a big fluffy pelt, wings that don't look like it can actually fly with, but it crawls up the trees quick enough and snacks on pine cones and whatnot.
Those are adorable.
And I point up at it and I go, hey, Lucius, look, it's you. The little wings form the puffy collar. And then the four little spindly legs coming out.
What about spiders? I will ask.
We don't get too many of the big ones down this far south.
What do you mean by big ones?
I mean, nothing bigger than your standard hunting dog.
Okay. Well, that's something at least.
Terrifying.
They're small ones.
Yeah, they're cat size. They're bigger.
Yeah,
all
I mean,
the classification.
Dinner plate or smaller? Well, that's just small.
Yeah, those are tiny.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go a little bit further up the mountain, you'd get into maybe like displacer beast territory or the red dire wolves. But the strange undead creatures that have been kind of wandering about, I scared a lot of the bigger prey out because they can't really be eaten.
So, yeah. So what are these things that have been around?
Best we can figure, it's some sort of animating ooze-like substance that, well, gets a hold of a corpse and starts making it move.
Interesting.
Reindeer, owlbears, direwolves, you know, just kind of mashes their parts together and gets it moving. We don't see them leave too much the cover of trees, though, so, you know, when it's nice and sunny out like this, they don't go on the open roads, really.
Oswald is, like, looking outward at all the trees so that, like, he's trying really hard not to let his face give away anything as Gerard is saying all this, because he has so many feelings about what she just said.
I'm getting real corner eating a sandwich in the morgue vibes from Gerada.
Have you found a good way to deal with them, or are they just kind of trying to avoid them and leave them be?
No, she'll hold up her auto rifle and solves most of them. I mean, some of the bigger ones are tougher than others, but you put them down, drag them into the sunlight, let them dry out, and usually stops them from coming back up.
Okay, so they do come back up?
They come out mostly at night.
Mostly.
Oh, it's a fucking tick.
Yeah, the 4-hour mark, Gerada will say we stop for a bite to eat, and we'll pull out some rations for herself.
Dig into my pack and find whatever a ration looks like. This might be my first time eating a ration.
Yeah, we're going to go with those kind of cup of noodles, but with a little heat pad at the bottom that you pull the tab and it boils the water.
I'm excited for this.
Neat.
I'm going to be on the sort of the periphery of the camp where we're set up or where we're resting, and I'll be kind of looking out at the wilderness and pulling out fistfuls of donut from the ranger station from my coat pockets.
Awesome.
I imagine your pockets are just filled with powdered sugar.
Yeah. and churro crumbs.
Yeah, every time you pull out like ID card or something, you just have to wipe it off first. I'll hold on to my rations since I don't actually need to eat. We might need these later, so I'll just keep mine.
I'll eat a cup of noodle.
Same.
This is like back home in the vast woods.
Hey, this is like eating better ramen, and I make my cup of noodles taste better.
Maybe it's like coffee.
Coffee noodles.
I still thought you were going to say coffee, too.
Does my cup noodle taste like anything other than just like hot flavorless noodle to me?
No, it is flavorless noodle.
Yeah.
For you guys.
Hot water with noodles in it.
Yep. But she'll, oh, the vast one. I'd love to hear stories about that.
Oh, man. There's, I mean, there's...
Is the acid fog true? Is that like a rumor?
Yes, yes. The acid fog is true. We, we've got suits that we use, sleepers, when we're out there, so we don't wake up all melted in the dawn. We generally sleep up in the trees.
Do you like build your cities up on stilts or something?
No, the cities aren't in the woods. The acid is regulated to the forest itself. But you got to be careful what tree you climb up in, because they've got some walking ones out there, and they can take you far away from where you want to go. There's the Star Children.
Oh, you have like celebrity kids?
No, they're
child actors.
Yeah, child actors.
There's the child actors. Little Macaulay Culkin's running around.
Curly is well known for its child acting industry.
But after you guys eat a bit, Fours, go ahead and give me a perception check with your drone.
Oh, yeah, funny.
Alrighty. Yeah, you'll find, not necessarily like a shrine to Horeth, but you'll find smaller kind of like checkpoint shrines that seem to be to Selene monasteries that are kind of scattered along the mountainside.
Like marker stones?
Yeah, small places where people can leave a few coin or they can leave a small offering, but they're not full god shrines.
Okay. And I can kind of see a dotted line of those pointing in a direction.
You'll run into ones here, at least that seem to be running up the mountainside.
Okay, and that looks like we're on course. Are we stopping to get our bearings?
Oh no, it's just more things you kind of find out here in the woods. They're not tied to the gods.
All right.
Yeah, if you mentioned Adrada, she'd say that that Sulane has a long history of monastery colleges. Tied with either performing arts, medical, study of medicines and medical arts, as well as martial arts and performance arts. But those are good markers for us to kind of keep in mind. Does your old map have anything, like have a monastery or anything on it? And it doesn't. Those are not marked as far as the generator goes. But
it sounds like these monastery markings are a good start. I think we'd be smart to follow them.
Theoretically, do you think they'd be... Are they similar to ones we found before, where theoretically they're encircling... the thing we're trying to contain?
No, they're not.
Okay.
But using those, you should be able to find... If you get lost in the woods and you find one, they almost always run up the mountainside. Be able to get to a monastery by following them either up or down, eventually.
Good to know, thank you.
I'll ask Gerada if she happens to know what monastery is closest to us.
Looking at the HCOM images you have there? I'm going to say martial art ones. I don't know, I didn't study that. I got into an arcane technical college. Kind of went from
other
there.
Side of the mountain?
Yeah. Up towards the top city.
This is the karate side of the mountain?
Yep.
Is there the interpretive dance side?
Correct.
After a while, when you hit those markers, it just turns into a giant staircase.
So Gerada has been leading us on like a path or a road, right? Not just like carving a trail through woods.
At this midpoint so far, it's been on a trail, but for you guys to get to where you're trying to get to, she's not sure if there is a trail for it, so you guys will have to do a little bit of off-roading. So from Gerana, she's going to make a survival check, and as you guys get off the trail, I will need an endurance check from you guys to see how well you're handling this.
Yay!
Endurance check. That's just a constitution check, right?
Correct, but you can add any bonuses you have from feats like endurance or blah, blah, blah.
Let me look to my big, huge sheet of things I add to Fortitude days.
Dosh is not happy about going through this dirt and this mud and these branches. And there's spiders and fat squirrel birds. It's dirty and he's grumpy. And he rolled a natty one.
That is perfect.
For a total of 3.
I'm not doing great.
That's this plus 4.
We hate the woods. We're city kids. What are we doing?
Oh, God.
We are so fucking miserable.
Oswald got an 18. I'm doing fine so far. I'm just feeling hungover.
You got a 10.
Yeah, a 10 here, too.
Ooh, I'm going to look out for child stars, too.
Means I rolled a 2.
I got an 8, if I didn't say so before.
Yeah, maybe the noodle cups aren't sitting as well. As you're jostling and walking through the woods here, Dosh clearly not enjoying his outside time.
I imagine I'm looking through the peekers as we're walking. And so I'm just like walking into branches and having them like whip me in the face because I'm looking through. I don't have the sliver sync with this drone, so I'm having to look through my color vision.
Yeah, kind of walk and play VR at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm guessing that's why I'm doing so poorly out here at the moment.
Yeah, she is able to guide you along, though it does add on a couple hours to the trip as you continue to march about. This far off trail, you will see a little bit more sign of animals. Besides the bumblebirds, you see a few, maybe the medium-sized elk kind of grazing this far down the mountainside.
Is medium-sized elk like the size of an elephant?
No, it's medium-sized. It's the size of a person.
So it's tiny.
Yeah, it's a small elk, then.
Yeah, when I say a medium-sized spider and a medium-sized elk, they're the same size.
That's not an elk, that's just a deer with a spider on his head.
But yeah, you'll hear the crashing through the underbrush shortly before you see it. And hear kind of a sickening crunch. The reindeer, or the form of it for the most part, as the bones seem to mostly resemble that. Most of the flesh has been rotted away, and that fetid black ichor seems to be stuck to it in all sides. In its mouth, it is crunching away on a bumblebird. You can hear the small bones pop as blood drips from its mouth.
The bumblebirds are the four-leggers?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna step in front of Lucius. In between Lucius and the deer.
Oh, he has fingers.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's horrifying. I love it.
It's like the creep deer from Adventure Time. Takes off its hooves, its hoof gloves.
Oh, no.
It turns in your direction and lets out an undead kind of bellow. But Rada will aim her auto rifle and will take the shot unless you guys have anything you would like to do.
No, I'm halfway expecting her to just take it out instantly.
Dosh stumbled down the hill into the creek and is just pissed off. I'm like stomping around in the water, grumbling to himself. He doesn't know there's a terrible black ooze deer 50 feet away.
Yeah, her auto rifle's a bit louder than the ones that you guys have encountered or faced in the city. You can see the modifications that she's done to it make it so it probably has a lot less range, but does a fair amount more damage.
Is it like a shotgun?
Almost. It looks like it's a what? It would feel like this auto rifle is modded to try to be closer to a shotgun in how it's used. Mm-hmm. 12 points of damage is enough to put down the corrupted skeletal reindeer.
Good.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You gotta be careful with these things. But if you guys don't mind, help me drag this out into the sunlight. By the end of the day, it should be done.
That easy.
I'll do it. I'll help with dragging this thing.
All right, I'll do that with you.
I will pointedly look at my hands, which are not hands, and then I will look at your hands.
Yeah. I will silently... What's your strength score?
10.
All right, I will silently stand there and watch you try and drag an elk.
I was helping her, not doing it myself.
Well, don't worry, I'm helping by myself. My hard light attendant will pass me my scythe, and hard light attendant will help drag.
I'll go help drag too.
Once it becomes comically crowded around the elk, I will remove myself from the crowd.
Doing that, go ahead and give me your perception with your drone, as Keegan, Oswald, and Gerada drag this away. And they kind of do need all three of them, because it, without the ooze giving it mobility, it is actually just a giant pile of sticky bones and chunks of flesh, so it doesn't really hold together. So all of you grab various chunks and drag it out into the sunlight.
Drone perception is a 22.
Okay, yeah. So you're not seeing any other monastery markers at this moment. You see a couple old signs for open mines nearby that kind of say, like, East Solanay Park Mine, 2 miles, kind of pointed across. But you are able to see at least partially the trail left by this creature.
And the trail looks like it leads towards the abandoned mine?
It does not. It heads off towards the eastern, southern side of the mountain.
Okay, I'm going to follow the trail as long as I can spot it.
Yeah, go and give me your survival check.
29.
Nice.
Excellent, yeah. With a 29, you will follow that trail to a Shrine of Horath. You can see one of the large rocks to the north of it, of the shrine, has been broken open, and there's like kind of a, what door was once there is not, and you can see the ichor on the inside of the entranceway.
All right, I'll sliver to the group. I got eyes on the shrine. That looks like where our spooky reindeer came from.
Yeah, sounds good.
Give me a reflex save with your drone, as there will be a form come rushing out. A form coated in the black sludge ichor, a horrible amalgamation of body parts, both recent and old, will attempt to jump and attack the drone.
All right. 24 on my reflex.
Oh, yeah. Whizzes out of the way.
Oh, son, you shouldn't have done that. This is the one I have with a gun on it. And, as soon as I get the opportunity, drone's going to open up fire on this jumper.
Alrighty. Yeah, I mean, go ahead and take your shot. As soon as it starts getting shot at, it'll run back into the hole.
20 to hit.
20 will hit.
5 damage. So what was the shape of this thing?
Mostly humanoid-esque. It looks like it's about the size of, I usually probably call it like almost like a large Corlean. It's kind of the rough, deep outline of it. You can see where it's, you know, using both elk rib cages as well as human to kind of form multiple layers of armor on itself, with direwolf parts put in for the hands and effectively creating claws.
Gross.
But yeah, one shot, it will retreat back into the darkness.
All right, I got eyes on Meat Wolf.
Yeah, we'll be back soon once we dispose of this thing.
Dorada, if we don't move these things into the sunlight, how long does it take before they get back up?
Oh, it depends on how full they are. This one here, probably takes a few hours. Doesn't look like it has a lot, but I've seen some that are head-to-toe drenched and they can heal up in minutes.
Minutes, okay. What time of day is it?
You guys started this trek early, so you guys are pushing probably a little bit past noon.
Okay.
And it is summertime, so you've probably got a good 8 to 9 hours of sunlight left.
Not inside an underground power plant, though.
That is correct, yes. That is the hardest part about getting the sunlight into the underground power plant.
What we got to do is make a series of mirrors. I learned this in all my Zelda games.
Yeah. I'm thinking about Assassin's Creed puzzles right now.
I was thinking John Carpenter's vampires have a winch on the end of a Jeep.
I was looking at you guys.
Come out into the light.
I'm going Blade 3. I got a bow that's 3 times the hotness of the sun. I'm holding my hand.
I thought my reference was going to be the least classy one.
Nothing's lower than Blade 3.
No.
No, it's not. I agree. Once we've finished moving this deer where we need to move it, let's head towards that shrine.
Sounds good. You want to lift with your legs, Oswald?
Eventually, the leg comes free of the rest of the mass, and you just drag the pork chop by itself.
But following Forz's drone's path, using the survival from before, you guys are able to quickly cover the distance here before you would approach the Shrine of Horath. It's on the north side of the mountain. This one still seems to have a few offerings at it, though the flowers that have been left look like they're pretty well rotted. Mm. The main entrance, like you've seen with some of the other generators, is a little bit further north, so imagine 10 feet up the mountainside, overlooking the main shrine, where you could enter in and come out. And then you can see down south, about 20 feet, is another large rock, similar in shape and size to the one that has the opening.
It looks like the rock has moved recently? Well,
no.
It's just a similar structure.
Correct.
Like it's another entrance.
But before you guys just start investigating that, let me do what I do best and detect secret doors.
Yay! I'm also going to pull out my auto rifle.
I'll be looking around for the inevitable spider ambush.
Even though she told you there were no spiders up here?
Yeah, I know. She told me that. I don't believe her. I know. Okay. I know I should, but, you know.
I mean, she did say there were spiders, just not big ones. Or large ones. They're medium.
Lucius, as before, the lower stone will illuminate with secret door-like energy. It does have the same 4 ports for a golem-constructed hand to be used to open it.
Okay, I'm a bit concerned, though, because it doesn't look like it's been disturbed at all, right?
It does not.
But for this shrine, we think that it's been activated because its indicator on the other maps is suddenly gone on, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so a little bit cautious, but yeah, I'll confidently walk over and use my mechanized hand to open this.
Yeah, you're able to twist and open the port here on the south rock from the shrine as it opens into that hidden kind of passage.
Dosh barges his way in first just to get out of the fucking forest.
Get out of my way. I'll hurry after Dosh.
Gerada will... Oh, wow. Jeez, okay. You guys know what you're doing. I'll follow in right behind you here. I'm going to call it in, let them know where we're at and what we found.
Do we want Gerada to follow us in or watch the entrance?
Probably watch the entrance.
I mean, it's your we're doing this for Amon lie, so I don't know how where you want to take this.
I think having her wait outside is a good idea, and I will hand them my peekers. Ooh, and give them control of my drone so that they can keep watch. They can use it to help them keep watch.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Force.
Yeah, just call one of us. Not me, because my phone's on the drone. But call one of us if anyone else, if other parties are approaching that we need to know about.
All right, yeah, no, absolutely.
If it gets to be more up here than you can handle, come in and find us and shout, because you might not have good HCOM reception down there.
Alrighty, sounds good. But I'm pretty sure I can hold this spot.
Right on.
But
yeah, she'll best.
Basically take a seat at the top here of the stairs you guys head in. You can hear Honor HCOM starting to call, but let the other NTEC members know where she's at and what they have found. But yeah, descending on this secret passageway that kind of follows in the same vein as the other ones, as it leads down to the rooms, as you can look out through some of the small peepholes here, you would see Meat Wolf on this first floor as it's kind of pacing and it's repairing itself from the blast it took, gathering chunks of ooze as it fills in the spot missing. It seems to be on edge as it's looking towards where the standard entrance would be.
And we can see the little green plus signs rising up from its body.
I'm gonna shoot the Meat Wolf.
Wait, really?
Apparently.
I love it.
Yeah. 25?
25 absolutely hits.
17 damage?
Yeah, bullets start tearing into Meat Wolf.
If it's still up, I'll hit it with the second shot. My second shot will be a 13.
Okay, the 13 will miss. The creature would, of course, try to figure out what's happening as it's getting shot at through a wall that it doesn't know about. But it looks like it has just enough intelligence to take off and try to hide. So it starts running towards the next set of stairs to head to another floor.
Damn it. Anybody else have a weapon out?
No.
Lucius, your arm rotates in fashion here as you are on this first floor. It does give you access to the fire domain.
Fire domain.
Is there like ooze and stuff on the ground? Like, is it like gross in here?
Not in the secret entrance.
But like looking through these holes or whatever, we're looking through this wall where the Meat Wolf was, it is gross?
Yeah, you can see the black veins of the kind of necro sludge as they're creeping along the walls, coming from the stairs that go down. This room does seem to have less of it, it is noticeable.
I am going to put my headphones around my neck, turn the volume up to max, and like start playing like the happiest, poppiest song I've got on my HCOM. You know, we're talking about like Lego Movie, this song's gonna get stuck in your head type stuff. So I've got like this faint like background noise of very happy poppy music around me.
It's actually Baby Shark, but it's Meat Wolf. Meat Wolf.
The classic Meat Wolf song.
So Meat Wolf went down the stairs deeper?
Correct.
Oh, good.
I say, I can go get him, and I'm going to run over to where the stairs go down and look down to see how far it is. But I'm not going to go down the stairs. I'm just going to present a target.
I don't really know. Like, is it going to try to communicate with other ones or something? It doesn't seem like it's that kind of monster, or...
If we're going to need to drag it out into the sun anyway, it's better to fight it out here, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, I'll draw my sword.
All right, very well. Go ahead and give me initiatives.
16.
In the open area chamber here, dedicated to the fire portion of Horeth's power. You can see the other rooms where the doors have long since rotted away, where people would sleep, much like the other ones, right? Though this appears to be kind of set up more, it seems to be set up in a way that you get the impression that this is a, doubles over as a monastery. So you can see where there are meditation rooms, long since kind of faded and worn away, drawings on the walls of various positions and stances that are tied with martial arts that go with members of the belief structure of Horeth. But Dosh, you are first to react as Fors heads out into the open area here, closer to the stairwell that descends below. Fors, you would see just the faint reflection back, of course, of four different red eyes, four different spots on its body as it seems to be ready to come back up at you.
Awesome.
I'll go stand up next to Fors and...
When you run up to me, I'm going to hold my hand up like I'm Chris Pratt. To keep you from... And I'll say, I don't want to scare it away.
Yeah, I'll stay behind him if he does that.
I want to present a really juicy target, and I don't want to scare it away.
Okay.
Because I'm imagining I'm the only person at this point that it can see from the stairwell.
Mm-hmm. I get to the bottom here at the top, so it only sees you.
Yeah.
I'll be about 10 feet behind Fors, just in case she goes south.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can totally camp out in the blind spot. Because we've got to ambush this thing when it comes out.
That's kind of what I imagine, yeah.
Okay, Oswald.
Yeah, I will move up with Dosh and basically do the same thing. Just wait to engage.
Lucius?
I'll just maybe pull my gun out, but I'll be hanging out by the door.
All right.
In the secret area still.
All right, Keegan.
I'll move up next to Lucius and just have his back.
All right, Fors.
You're lucky I don't have your mug, Lucius. There's so much necro sludge in this cave. I want to make some coffee.
You could just turn him all into coffee. Just
just force him into your mug.
Right, scoop after scoop of him.
Starting with his hand and just force it through the coffee blender.
That's the way you permanently kill these things, is passing them through the coffee mug.
Yep.
And then you got to drink the coffee like a reverse coffee weasel. Whatever those
the
name of the episode is.
All right, very well. Fors, as the creature then will come bounding towards you. The smash and sound of bone and sludge hitting the ground as its direwolf-like maw hands will charge screaming at you.
Oh, this thing's really big. This thing's a lot bigger than I thought it was.
But with the 17, I believe it misses you.
Yeah. Correct.
Amazing.
All right, Dosh.
Let's see. I don't know what Forrest's full plan was.
Get him right now. Get him.
Okay. I'll rush forward. I'm not charging because I want to fight defensively as I try to smack it with my stick.
We'll get this thing coated in escape route and I won't be able to take any attacks by opportunity.
For 23.
Hits.
Does Dosh have it too?
Have what?
Escape route?
I believe we all do, don't we?
Okay.
I thought we all have it.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if Dosh was here or not when we took it.
Way to exclude Mav, Marshall.
Seven of that is precision. I don't know if weird, creepy sludge monster takes precision damage.
It does take precision damage, but okay. Its thick, gelatinous necrosludge hide combined with the bones and double-layered ribs... it does block about 10 points of that damage.
Damn.
Oswald.
I'm going to move up and take advantage of escape route to end up next to Dosh. I'm going to use my swift to make this thing a steady target, and I will take a swing with my dancing blade with a 27 hit.
Hits.
Or 11 points of damage.
Alrighty. Does not seem very hurt by that.
Yeah.
Lucius.
Well, I'll step up. I might as well take a shot at this bad guy. So within 30 feet, this is going to be plus one to what I roll, assuming that it's going to roll.
Oh my god.
It didn't.
Oh my god.
Or did it?
So oh, it you did. Didn't confirm the crit, but that would have been amazing had you confirmed it. That's so much damage.
So yeah, rolled a natural 20 to hit, because that's probably the only way I was going to hit, and 8 damage.
Alrighty.
Actually, 9 damage, because of point blank. Magic Excellent. Damage.
It does nothing. Keegan.
I'll shoot it, too, from here. Bam. 25.
Hits.
14 damage.
Alrighty.
Second shot, 22.
Hits.
19 damage.
Alright, anything else, Keegan?
No.
Alright, Fours.
How's this thing looking?
It's looking pretty torn up. It is effectively bloodied from that last shot from Keegan, so it's starting now to look at its own potential escape route.
Alright, that's what I was kind of looking for. So I'm going to 5 foot over here to start spreading out the tactics. And I'm going to try and grab onto this thing's legs.
Alrighty.
20.
20 sadly will not be able to do it.
My follow-up, still trying to get a hold, is a 25.
A 25 will.
Sweet.
So perfect. Yeah, you're able to grapple upon it. Since it's now in a grapple, you are the only person that's going to attack.
Oh, sure. I was going to ask if it wanted to move, it would have to counter my CMB.
Yeah, if it tries to break out, it has to beat your CMD.
All right, cool. All right.
So yeah, it turns both claws and both, well, claw maws towards you in an attempt to get you to let it go with a first slash with a 21 and a second with a 26.
Ah, both miss.
Alrighty.
I'm just sort of squirming around it, trying to keep my purchase on its haunches.
Nice. Dodge.
Yeah, I will. Full attack with stick style. I'm going all out. If it's in a grapple.
Yeah. Why fight defensively when the cougar is attacking my face?
As you go full Clockwork Orange on this with your stick.
Yeah. And then this is my trip. I'm going to get trip attempt with that. Oh, at the 20.
Yes, so you do trip it while it's in the grapple.
Oh, nice.
Coordinated all right, maneuvers. You guys
just dragging a dead deer. Let's do this thing.
A 24 for my second hit.
We'll hit.
First attack at 32 hits for 20, and the second attack at 24 hits for 19.
All right, the creature does not have much left. Oswald.
I am going to 5 foot over there so that I'm more properly flanking with Fours, although I'm not sure if it matters in a grapple. But that way I get some sneak attack.
Hell yes.
And I will attack twice is my plan. So first swing hit for a 17.
17 does not hit.
Yeah. And second swing for a 26.
Totally does.
Nice. For 16 damage if it's not immune to sneak attack. doo-doo on those rolls.
A lot of ones.
But that is enough, Oswald. You are able to lop off the backside of its head as the creature will go limp in Forrest's arms as its legs are splayed out from being tripped while grappled.
I will cheer at that. Yeah! And I will immediately start frantically pulling on the leg to try and drag the large body as quickly as I can towards the door.
Yeah, I guess I'll pick up the head.
I'll come strutting out, spinning my coffee cup. That's a joke, I don't.
Good work, boys. I love when a plan comes together.
Just start mashing him in the coffee cup.
Keegan, get over here.
I'm coming.
I'm doing
that. I'll shoulder my rifle and come help drag the thing.
I'm doing the controlled sniff breathing where you're not inhaling with your nose and you're blowing the exhale away from you as I'm dragging.
Yeah, parts of it still continue to twitch as you do drag it, as different limbs and whatnot are able to touch a few of the smaller kind of veins of necrosludge. Tries to repair a little bit, but the final blow from Oswald is more than enough to make sure it stays down. Though you can tell, had you guys not dragged it out, it would repair itself probably within 10 minutes or so, start getting back up. But, yeah, you're able to exit out the top entrance, the one that was above the shrine. As you throw the body out, you can see Gerada down below. She's having another cup of noodles, but has her gun out and the drone buzzing around the area. But she'll wave up and, hey, you got one! Nice!
Yo! Toss.
Kobe.
Everything good out here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She'll chuckle and, yeah, there's just a few little corrupted bumblebirds.
It's been like 4 minutes. But, oh, those bumblebirds.
They're the porgs of this episode.
And today's porgs brought to you by Bumblebirds.
All right, we're going back in.
Yeah.
Yep. Waving head back in.
Well, looks like when put to the test, the John Carpenter's vampire strategy won out.
Following in, you'll walk into that main chamber here as Lucia's arm will reset back to access to the fire domain. You're able to kind of explore this area, much like the other shrines. Like I said, living spaces, meditation rooms. You can see where water pipes go through here, though that's where you can see that necro sludge spreading from cracks in those pipes as it veins its way across the walls and ceilings.
I'll look over at Oswald. You got the next one?
Sure.
Are we going to continue down the secret path or the main path?
I'd like to continue down the secret path.
Yeah, let's do it.
I guess I'll take lead and start going down the secret path.
So if something did activate this recently, it might not have known about the secret path into the shrine. Because it didn't seem like it was disturbed to me. Expert tracker, sorcerer.
You know magic stuff.
I know some magic stuff.
He's a master of hide and seek.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be just humming along to my pop song as I'm going deeper into this necro sludge sewer facility.
Everything is awesome.
Like, hey, the youngest member of the party who's obviously having the most difficult time mentally with this, get in the lead.
I mean, he wanted to.
That doesn't mean we should let him.
Okay.
I'll be up there with you.
Are we deep enough now that we are pretty sure that that we're not going to be overheard by Gerada outside?
Yeah.
I will ask Fors, what do you know about this stuff, Fors?
The sludge?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't seem to have a normal life cycle. It cannot get sick and die from starvation.
Okay.
It just is.
It seems like if it reanimates stuff, that stuff has at least some amount of intelligence. Enough to, you know, try to run away or whatever.
They definitely have mobility for sure.
Then it makes you think, is it the sludge that's the intelligence, or is it whatever it reanimates having remaining intelligence?
Kind of what I'm thinking, like, does it matter what it reanimates?
Well, Sam was a wad of candy.
Right, I just don't know what you have found out by having Sam as a pet.
Yeah, and I'm reporting that to you right now.
Fair enough.
I did not care for Sam, and it persisted indefinitely. I also did not try and kill Sam.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about, like, if there's another one of those lava steam guardian things down there, what happens if Necro Sludge gets into that? Or if there's, like, rival temple followers that have come down here to shut down the power plant like we've seen in other places, what happens if Necro Sludge animates that?
Huh.
I haven't ever had a conversation with one, if that's what you're asking.
No, I'm just bored. I don't know what you know, so. But you know the most about this stuff.
Well, yeah. I hope we don't run into more of those guys.
Yeah. I mean, if it's in the pipes, then it's probably in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll deal with it when we find it. And I'll go back to humming along with my pop song.
Are we seeing more leaks as we go?
I mean, following the secret path, there's not water pipes in here.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll pass down into the next layer of the shrine. Lucius, your arm will shift to the air domain.
Oh, weird.
As this one, similar to the other one, looks like for a different order of Horeth's followers.
John's Mega Man palette swap changes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The airman.
But following the path, you will eventually go to another floor where it will switch to water, and then another one to earth. Before, like before, you see that this secret path continues on to a lower door, though this fourth floor, the earth-themed one, does not have a set of stairs in here that goes anywhere that you can see.
I'm not going to pry, John, but is the elemental switches on your arm, are those, like, conspicuous?
No, they're, like, it's going to be, like, different glowing, like, from green to red to blue, shit like that.
So you'd only notice if you're, like, looking for it?
Yeah, it'll be, like, kind of glowy.
Okay.
Yeah,
like, but it's not, like...
The runes on it would glow.
Mm-hmm.
Candlelight with...
Does this secret path have the light rail like the last one?
It does.
Okay, we just haven't activated it.
I'm kind of hesitant to activate it.
Do we know if necrosludge infected creatures react to light? Like, we know they react to sunlight, but, like, regular light? Do they see like we do? Do we know?
I don't know.
Well, they can navigate spaces without eyes.
You guys said that this one was... this shrine was activated, right?
Yeah.
Is there a thing we can turn on?
If you want light, I can make light.
I vote for light.
All right.
Well, I kind of want to know if it's on. Is it actually on, right? Like, that's part of the reason why I'm asking if there's, like, a switch or something around that we could test.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't remember there being a way to activate any lights or anything inside the shrines.
Okay.
I just remember there being mechanical shit going on. So, yeah, I'll light up the metal ingrains in the walls and such.
As light fills the secret passageway here, you can see the veins of necrosludge that have filled into the rocks. Each of the progressive rooms, the air room, water room, earth room, as you move through, more and more of the sludge has covered the walls, started peeling away at things. You could see indistinguishable forms moving in the sludge, like it hasn't decided on a shape that it wants to commit to yet. But all of it gets worse as the further in you go. But at least in the secret path, it still seems to be in just rock vein setting.
Is the layout of this place similar to what we experienced with the last Temple of Horth power plant?
The layout of this place is more similar to the shrine that Lucius went to. So Lucius would kind of recognize the more width-based one. But it is feeling like the Horth shrine that you guys all went to originally. It's starting to get a bit warmer. Looks like it's powering off geothermal.
I'm just remembering the one under the Umbra Sun Estate. We eventually, if I remember right, we eventually had to be in one path or the other to get to the main control room. It wasn't accessible by both.
Well, that's what it sounds like here at the bottom, is that we've gone as far as we can in the secret path. It's time to get out.
Yeah. Wait, didn't the other secret path lead out to the control chamber and the map room?
Yeah, and this one here, you'd assume the same. There's a fifth door further down while the earth floor stops.
Oh, okay.
There is a fifth floor here in the secret path.
I see.
I mean, you'd imagine there's probably a mechanism on this floor to get down, like the other one had the lowering floor, but you know the secret paths go all the way to the bottom.
As we're standing here deciding what we're going to do, I'm picking at my heavily stained Amon uniform now. That has got black ichor stains entirely down the insides of the sleeves and chest and legs on the front.
That's a good call. I'm going to need to buy a new hoodie when we get back.
It's not corrosive, right?
It is not. It feels slightly cold and it like tingles a bit, kind of like when you walk through raspberry bushes or kind of spiky plants where like you feel those scratches and itches. You know you've touched it when you do.
Yeah, there's a reaction. It's irritating my skin.
Yeah.
Is there any water, any dripping water or anything around here?
No, further in, especially on the water floor, you could see any of the basins that were set up there are just filled with necrosludge.
I attempt to do a thing. Me. While we're having this conversation, I'm noticing him looking over it, kind of as if it's nothing. I'll attempt to just de-stain everybody's clothes with prestigitation.
It will happen.
Huzzah!
Oh, thank God.
Sweet. I guess I'll cast Detect Magic and just see if we can see anything in this room that creates an obvious path forward.
Okay, so opening the door into the fifth room?
Yeah, I think so.
Similar to the first one that you guys found under the Umbrasan Estate, there's kind of a large open area here. You can feel the heat kind of radiating through the walls and underneath. You can smell kind of the sulfurous gases that are coming up. But the necrosludge is all about the walls here, dripping down. You can see it looks like the light from the generators are dimmer here. But two forms will stand out. One, you will see the large corrupted form of the Elemental Guardian. Its massive body and shape, like how sharks have rows of teeth. Imagine like a matryoshka doll of jaws and bones made out of whatever has been here and whatever it's been able to lure down. But standing behind that at the main control, you'll see its golem arm as it shifts and twists, the necrosludge animating a human-like figure that turns around and speaks in an ancient Rethi tongue that probably none of you understand.
1 second.
You should close that door.
Raising a bird.
Oops, sorry, wrong door.
As he starts speaking.
My bad.
Don't touch myself to understand.
Oh.
That's like God killed the dinosaurs, John.
Is this where we're at, or?
Yep.
Is that how big it is?
Yeah. creature turns around. A large elemental guardian standing there, blocking is the humanoid with a golem arm similar to Lucius's. Frustratingly, seems to be trying to get this to activate and stay activated. And its ancient wrathy tongue is it? I don't understand. McKeith, why aren't you answering? Why isn't anyone answering?
Does anyone speak wrathy?
I do now. So I do speak and I understand it. And I'll be kind of shocked that this thing is intelligent. It's calling out to McKeith, huh?
Mm-hmm. You can see the shifting patterns of runes on its own arm as it's like cycling through and doesn't seem to be able to land on any certain combination.
Okay. Is there an element that to this room that my arm is attuned to?
Yes. Necromancy.
Oh, good. Necromancy.
Just like the opposite of Captain Planet.
Right. I'll kind of cautiously shout out to this thing and say, it looks like you're having problems activating the shrine.
Yeah, with a wave of its hand, the guardian will step aside as it turns around and sees another human with the arm. Well, excellent. Did McKeith send another?
I'm going to say something vague-ish that's an answer that hopefully is going to respond to that, right? We're always where we're needed to help each other out. I'll slowly walk up to this guy.
Yeah, as you approach, it's the lower half of the body. Most of the bones have been probably worn away, but like there's a quarter of a rib cage, there's a chunk of a skull, but the rest of its body is almost entirely necrosludge. Animated the arm, the golem arm is part of that.
As I'm walking up, does it look like he's trying to deactivate it, or does it look like he's trying to do something else? Or is this enough to go off of to try to do I'm trying to get to the point where I can do a solid sense motive to see if he's trying to activate or deactivate this thing.
Sure.
I'm going to have it involve enough talking that I can use my bardic power to go off of my perform check instead of my really shitty sense motive check.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, trying to get that information out of him. Go ahead and give me diplomacy to see if he...
Sure.
...buys your vagaries.
I attempt to diplomacize. I got a 28 total.
Yeah, this McKeith priest will... It was dismantled. I had turned it off, but it's turning itself back on. Please, help me set it, and together we can destroy it. No longer do the powers of McKeith go to any god who takes from us.
Powers of McKeith, I'm probably going to blow our cover sooner enough here. Just trying to figure out why he's doing this. I'll say something stupid like, go on.
I was going to say, at some point in all this, I would have cast Comprehend Languages as well, just so I'm not caught by surprise by this dialogue. I can't speak the language, but I can at least understand what's being said.
I was going to say, outside of the table, that McKeith would be so disappointed in this guy. Just giving away all those secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I will sliver to the team, though, that it looks like he's trying to shut this thing off, but it just keeps turning itself back on again.
It's probably because we have the other two on at the moment, which is acting up.
Or maybe it's the Necrosludge that's forcing it on.
Could be.
The priest in front of you, Lucius, hearing somebody cast, it stops and looks behind you. What are those things? They've been followed.
No, those are my servants.
Your servants don't look human.
I look over. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a harsh one. So slowly say, but my brother, look down at yourself. You no longer look human. What has happened to you here?
The priest looking at himself. Yes, I have become corrupt. I become that which is not allowed. In my final prayer to McKeith, we will destroy this generator, taking it from Horeth, and killing myself in the process. I will find redemption in my death. But these must not be allowed to survive.
One second.
The Nine would not allow it.
I'm not seeing a domain for necromancy.
No, you have access to necromancy spells, all of them.
Oh, I just have access to necromancy spells. Sorry, I thought I got the domain spells.
No.
Okay, well that's even harder to know what I can do. One second.
Just do
you
it all.
You won't be disappointed by more options.
Right.
Oh god, I have access to all the necromancy.
Yeah,
oh,
everybody take an hour break. Yeah, well shit. I'll sliver back to the team, This is getting dicey. He's got the ancient anti-human prejudices, and he's trying to destroy this generator to take it away from Horeth. Like, this, whatever this thing's intelligence is, it's living in the past. It's corrupted. I think we gotta take him down.
I'll sliver back, promise to help him get it working for McKeith. Maybe we can play for time and get him upstairs and in the sunlight.
Yeah,
Elemental Guardian will start lumbering towards the party, passing Lucius.
And I'll try that. I'll say, it's been a long time since you've been trying to deactivate this. Perhaps it's time to try to activate it for McKeith himself, for us. Take it away from Hareth and give it unto us as opposed to just destroying it.
You can attempt a diplomacy. It's the reaction from him seems to be very much, but that's not my orders.
Right.
It's heresy.
We'll attempt this diplomacy, and I got a total of 25.
Yeah, with a 25, he'll, if you will not help me, at least dispose of the unclean.
I told you they're my servants. There's nothing against us using them. So I'm trying to think back into my knowledge of religions and how to how to be as prejudiced as this guy is.
When your knowledge of religion, he's going to do his sense motive and...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait a second, you're full of fucking shit. I attempt, oh, good, this is one of my good ones. I attempt to knowledge religion, I got 20. By the way, this is not one of my good ones.
Yeah, you pour through as fast as you can in your head of the old religions of McKeith, and yeah, maybe McKeith himself would have been okay with this, but they would have had to be kept secret. But with that, we'll go ahead and roll initiatives.
Shoot him!
So the massive corrupted elemental guardian lumbering towards the rest of the group. Keegan, you are first to react with a 21 on your initiative.
All right.
You say you picked up new rockets?
I did pick up new rockets. I've had a lot of new stuff. But I've got my gun out right now, and he's coming towards us.
Yeah, you probably don't have enough time.
No. I'm going to move up here, yelling at the thing, and open fire as I challenge it.
Bam!
23 to hit?
23 does hit.
All right. I rolled 18 damage plus 7 for my challenge. Puts it at 25.
Excellent. Yeah, the creature reels and charges you, Keegan, as you have challenged it and shot it.
Don't let him do that.
Come and get me.
The mass of sludge and bones all will kind of push forward, making into a giant maw that will come down upon you with a 33.
So I think that's going to hit me. Yes, that's going to hit me.
It is 20 points of damage.
Okay.
And will attempt to grab onto you, lifting your body in its mouth up into the air. Next turn, it will try, if it does grab you and lift you up, it will try to drown you in its necro sludge body.
Oh.
Look, I'm distracted, guys. Get it.
With a 40 versus your CMD.
40 versus my CMD?
Keegan is lifted in the air, grappled, and bitten. Dosh!
Yes, he is.
Yeah, Dosh yells, not the Punch Junction armor! And I rush forward. I will use combat expertise as I fight defensively. I will attempt to smack him with a stick. I rolled a 15 for a total of 28.
28 will hit.
For 17 damage.
Alrighty. Much like the one above, its sludge-covered body does block some of that damage. The priest of McKeith next to you, Lucius, will, seeing the guardian already has Keegan in its mouth, will turn away from you as it goes back to the control panel here and will attempt to start working on it. You can see he's following kind of the pattern of trying to turn it on too much.
Okay, yeah.
But Fours, it is your turn.
So from my memory of the last Shrine Guardian that we fought, it was contained in an urn that we had pulled out with a rope. So I'm going to look, I'm going to examine this thing to see if it has an urn core to it that I can discern from the writhing sludge form.
Yeah, looking at it with that intent, you can see chunks of the urn broken that bubble to the surface, helping give it its natural plating.
Okay. How many limbs does this thing have?
Right now it appears to have two main ones holding up the body, its entire front half of rib cages and broken bits of stone and body parts have created kind of a large maw. You can see it is forming two smaller appendages on the underside of where, like, its gullet or chin would be. Okay. It's reaching out towards Dosh.
And so how many free arms does it have at this point, holding Keegan?
The two underside arms are not grabbing anything, but it looks like it has Keegan entirely in its mouth.
It's gone full gaping dragon on him?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm going to delay my action, but I will be talking to Oswald, saying, depending on how this goes, we might need to get this thing to follow us out. And I'm basically delaying to see what happens with Dash. If Dash gets grabbed, I'm going to get queued up to try and get it to follow me out. And if Dash doesn't get grabbed, .. That's my turn.
Lucius.
I will shout out some words of inspiration, giving everybody, inspire courage. So that should be +2 to attack rolls. And
courage would be good with my head in here.
Now that I'm a...
What did you say? I can't hear you out of the mouth of the monster.
Help me clog its mouth up.
I can do that as a move action. So with my standard action... Sorry, I was trying to go through necromancer spells as fast as I could.
You can turn his skin into a map so we can find out what his most treasured object is.
You know I love that one.
You fool, that's why I have villains without skin now.
No!
I don't know.
Lucky jars.
I think the DM is countering my character specifically. None of the monsters have skin anymore. Even that barkeep was skinless.
I can attempt to drain necromantic energy from an undead creature. Target becomes staggered for the duration of the spell. So this would be a round per level. It's just going to be a will save. And what that is for a third level spell is a DC 18.
You cast the monster then. Will. Will save.
That's is.
By one, two.
Dang it.
Yeah, it's not hard to pass my will saves. But I figured I'd give it a try.
But the guy next to you will turn in that as the ripples across the sludge go. Why are you helping them? Oswald.
I am going to follow Forrest's lead, so that means I'm not going to rush up and engage. So instead, I will cast Litany of Weakness on the thing that's trying to eat Keegan.
Hey.
No save, but yes, spell resistance. Basically, they're just fatigued for one round.
Okay. The undead creature does not become fatigued.
Yeah. That's fair. I will use my move to make the big monster my steady target. And I think for my standard, I don't do anything. I'll move aside and let the thing follow fours out, if that's the plan.
All right, Keegan.
I'm grappled, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm next to you now, does that mean you get that +2 to try to help with that?
You actually get a +4 from coordinated maneuvers specifically for attempting to break free from a grapple.
Let's break free from this grapple. So, let's see, I need to do a CMB, right?
Yep.
I don't think this is going to be worth even trying. Let's see. Well, let's try it. It's going to be this +6.
With a 22, you do not escape the creature's maw.
From our vantage point, does it look like he even made a check?
I kicked my feet a little bit.
Yeah, like you'd see Keegan's form trying to push against it, but doesn't seem to be making any headway.
It looks like he's not being completely constricted and dominated, right?
Correct.
Cool.
Can I pull out my constant blade?
A one-handed light weapon, yeah.
Perfect. I will pull that out.
Alrighty, Dash.
I will full attack defensively. Try to keep myself from getting swallowed up in this thing, while also trying to help my friend get out. 27 to hit.
Hits.
And then I'll do my free combat maneuver check to trip it, if possible. I don't think I'm going to, but I'm just going to... Maybe I'll roll 20 or something. 18?
No.
And then my second swing is a 15 to hit.
Nope, you'll just hit once.
16 damage.
Alrighty. The priest of McKeith in front of you, Lucius, will, turning towards you, say that I will bring you before the rest of the council, but for now I need you to stop. And it'll hold its hand as it attempts to touch you, sending whips of necrosludge to try to bind and wrap around you. With a 22 to touch?
Oh yeah, he touches me. That's a DC 10.
Alright, give me a DC 24 fortitude save.
I cannot. I got a 14.
Alrighty. The necrosludge binds and wraps around you, paralyzing you for the next 2 rounds.
Oh, that sucks.
How? How can your fort save be only +2?
Sorcerer!
No. My will is +2.
Yep.
So my Monstar will go into a full attack, chomping down upon Keegan, and will send out two bone-tipped spears from its body into Dosh. So Keegan, it attempts to chomp down on you with a 20.
That will not hit me.
Okay. And then with a 30 to try to pull you into the rest of the way of its gullet.
Oh, God. That's versus my CMD?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's higher than my CMD.
Does the plus 4 for me being near you help with that?
Or it helps, that, right? But it doesn't get it quite there. Yeah. I need.
Okay.
In I go.
Alrighty.
Whee!
Then, Keegan, from now on at the start of your turn, you can hold your breath for a number of rounds.
Okay.
Equal to your constitution.
Okay.
But doing actions inside takes away points from that. Uses
okay.
breath. Okay. 25 to hit you, Dosh, as the bone-tipped spear of Necrosludge comes striking out at you.
That misses, and it misses by 5 or more, so I am going, it's going to provoke an attack against me.
Okay.
28 yes. actually to hit. Cool.
Nice.
For 21 damage.
Hey, well done.
Stylish repost.
Fours.
Nice. I'm going to say to Oswald, yeah, it doesn't look like this thing's moving.
Uh-huh.
Jeff, can I see what's going on with Lucius?
Yes. Yeah, you can see Lucius back there is wrapped up in Necrosludge that is covering over his arms and body.
I'll say, if you can make it to Lucius, it looks like he needs help.
On it.
And I will then move up to engage with the giant monster. Yeah, sorry, this guy. I charge into the fray with Dosh, and I start, is it going to be initiating a grab if I want to grab the teeth of the maw and try and pry them open?
Yeah, you'd be into a grapple with it.
So 28 for my first attempt to grab onto the teeth.
Uh-huh. Oh, and is that including the bonus from being next to Dosh?
So plus 2 and then another plus 2 from
Inspire
Lucius. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. 32, you are able to grapple in.
Huzzah! All right.
Let's
join
do
us.
This. So, yeah. And I think because I moved, I shouldn't have hit the full attack on it. So it was just the one grapple attempt, but it worked.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Lucius, you are paralyzed.
I am paralyzed. Yeah, please.
But
go on.
What this monster does not know, paralyze, means you cannot take any physical actions.
Right. That's what I was thinking, too.
You cannot move, speak, or take a physical action. You're rooted to the spot, frozen. You're technically helpless, but you can take mental actions.
Well, you can still cast detect magic doors.
Yeah. Is there any secret passages around here?
Oh, I really, really love.
In a bit of a panic, I'm going to tell everybody I'm going to try something. And, the runes on my arm are going to glow necromantic purple, and we're going to attempt to, without any sort of verbal semantic or material, take control of this monster.
Okay,
the
sweet.
One.
Go ahead and give me that. Which monster? The big one that's fighting Keegan?
The big one. And here's the thing about that is a non-intelligent undead creature gets no saving throw against this spell. So that's hopefully it's not that intelligent.
Yes, it is not intelligent. And so now you have control of it.
And I say, spit him out.
Fours, as you are prying open its mouth, it will
yeah.
open
Sorry,
with you.
Buddy.
And a Keegan will come tumbling out towards you. Just coated in black sludge.
Catch me.
Yeah, you're right into my arms.
Oh,
thank you.
And I'll tell you guys, we're going to need to focus on this guy before he kills me. I've got to, unless if he does something to this monster itself, it's under my control. Don't break that.
One round of paralyzation goes away. Oswald!
What I would like to do is fire a hook into the wall behind the enemy golem arm guy so that I land next to Lucius. Is that something I can do?
Looks like it might be too far away.
Then just use a standard move to go over and engage the enemy.
Alrighty.
Which means, since he's my immediate, I don't have my swift, so I just get a regular swing. And he's not my steady target. I don't have sneak attack. I do get courage. I like that. 27 to hit.
We'll hit.
14 points of lethal damage.
Alrighty. Yeah. His mostly sludge body absorbs some of that, but...
Yep.
Keegan, you can breathe. You can see a bit, but you are coated with that tingly black necrosludge all in and out of your armor.
Oh. That's the worst feeling.
I said, but Forrest is holding you.
Hey, Forrest.
I will roll over and get off of you.
Yeah, we'll get...
I'd look up at the stationary hulking form of the corrupted beast.
I will drop the constant blade, pick up my auto rifle off the ground, and get up. If I can make a shot at the golem guy, I will.
Getting up, putting away a weapon, and picking up a new one off the ground, that'll be your turn.
That's what I thought, so.
A monster stands in front of you, awaiting orders, as it goes to a more neutral state, pushing out more bones and bits to the outer part of its flesh. Its smaller hands under its gullet, melding back and making other smaller hands that kind of help hold its front jaws up off the ground. Dosh.
I'll do a double move past the monster, cautiously. Try to get in on this dog pile of this bone commander guy. That'll be my turn.
Alrighty. As said, the bone commander. The bone commander steps back and begins casting an ancient Rethi spell.
I have step up.
Nice.
Alrighty. They will attempt to cast defensively. It's just barely able to do that without provoking, but will point at Oswald. You can see the creature looks actually kind of stunned and amazed by you, Dosh. In a way, it looks at you with reverence. But Oswald...
As he should.
I don't know what happened.
It points, and you can see the ripples of hands that form on the necrosludge around your feet. They're attempting to grapple up towards you before they seem to just let go and disappear. Okay. Forrest.
I turn into a dog, and I run up to Lucius like a rescue dog to get him on my back so I can pull him away from danger.
Now, when you say turn into a dog, do you mean you wild-shaped into a dog? Or did your shapeshift to, like, speed up?
Like, not full dog, like a forged dog.
Okay.
But yeah, wild-shapey, more explicitly quadrupedal.
Okay. All right, Lucius, you are still paralyzed, though you can start to feel your extremities getting their feelings back as the sludge is starting to wear off.
All right, I'm going to allow myself to be saved. That's what I do with my turn.
All righty, Oswald.
I'm going to activate Bane against Undead, and I'm going to attempt to go to town on this Bone Commander.
Much less fun than the Dance Commander.
26 if I chose the right subtype for Bane.
26 will hit.
Nice. 21 points of damage.
Alrighty.
And I will swing again. 21 to hit.
A 21 will miss. He's able to deflect it with his golem arm. Keegan.
Alright. Now that I'm up and armed, I'm going to move past him cautiously, because I weirded out by it, and take two shots at the golem guy. 26.
26 will hit.
18 damage.
Nice. He'll take a bullet inside as you see the sludge splatter out.
The other attack is a 7.
Will miss. The large monster looks around eagerly awaiting commands from its new master. Dodge.
I will bolt round combat defensively strike at it. 31 with the +2.
Will hit.
And then I'm going to do my attempt to trip him. 17 to trip.
Will not. Unfortunately, you can see, like I said, his lower parts being entirely made of necro sludge, your staff simply seems to slam against him.
Because I did block an attack earlier, this is an extra d6 sonic damage as my cane vibrates for 20 damage.
Alrighty.
Oh, we're not overly power gamey, but it would have been funny to have the ranger fill up your walking stick with a bunch of buckshot before coming down.
The Bone Commander will do a full attack, reaching out as part of this to touch Dosh. Though Lucius is the only one that can understand him, as the creature, forgive me, McKeith, for damaging your servant. I must complete my mission. 23 to touch.
23 misses.
With its golem arm, will reach out and will attempt to touch Oswald with the 23.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm no Dosh.
But with you, Oswald, it will attempt to do a fancier attack. As it touches you, it calls out to the 9. The spirits there within, as the golem arm's runes, will all line up, and you will watch as Oswald's soul is ripped from his body.
Whoa!
His physical form goes limp, collapsing to the ground, and you will see the translucent copy of Oswald's soul. Now, this looks like Oswald before the infection. This is the smiley, cheery-faced original Oswald you all remember from season one. Except he is suspended above his own body as the necrosludge will crucify him, driving through both hands and limbs, pulling the body apart as it begins to heal the Bone Commander.
Oh my.
Oswald, you take 2 negative levels.
Oh.
You will owe me a DC 22 fortitude save each round. Every time you fail, you will get another negative level.
Okay. Do I owe you that fortitude save now, or on my turn?
Nope. Nope. You get a free 2 loss right off the bat.
Hey!
But for those of you that are paying attention in this moment, you'd see the corners of this room start to get dark. Mm-hmm. Fours, you have a Lucius on your back. You've held 2 party members this combat.
God damn it. That last announcement just chased the last thought I had from my brain, and I don't think it's coming back. I'm gonna take a beat, see if it'll come back to me.
Okay.
It was a dumb joke.
Awesome.
So, can you speak, Lucius?
I can sliver. Yeah, Oswald needs help.
You're good?
I'm good.
And then I will fold out charge. And I'll jump towards Sorcerer Guy, and I'll try and take him down with a bite and a trip.
All right, from where you are, since Oswald is currently being crucified and attuned to his soul, he is not providing the escape route, and so I will get an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Lashes out and attempts to touch you with a 34.
Okay. My bonus for mobility puts me at a 33. Otherwise, I believe I am taking this, unfortunately.
All right. Yeah. As he touches you, brands of Necrosludge begin to wrap and bind around your body. Give me a fortitude save. DC 24, or you will be paralyzed.
Yay.
Oh, and you also take 1d8 of necro damage, which is 2. You take 2 necro damage.
I don't think I've got any sort of save bonus versus... I mean, I've got it versus fear, but yep, I believe I don't pass that 24.
Alrighty. The strands of Necrosludge wrap and bind around you, paralyzing you for the next 4 rounds.
Oh.
Yay.
Lucius, you can move again.
Oh, I guess 5-foot step right here so I can see him, but I'm kind of away from the party a little bit. But I'm going to attempt to burning disarm him from his ancient arm.
All right.
Attempt to heat up his arm super hard.
All right. With a reflex save, DC 16, and he rolled a 1 on his save. And so, since he can't tear off his own arm, he will take full damage.
Okay, and that is... maximum 5d4, but it's creature holding item, it's 1d4 points of damage per caster level, so 5d4. 1 second. Boop. I attempt to deal him 11 points of fire damage.
Yeah, he takes it.
And that's what I do with myself.
His arm overheats. Did you want to give any commands to the monster that you control?
No.
Okay.
Awesome.
Oswald, you are in intense and excruciating pain. The sludge is stabbed through you at both ankles and wrists as it's attempting to infect, and as those dark thoughts creep in, you can see the eyes of the hounds opening in the corners. But give me a fortitude save.
Okay. This is a fortitude save after having 2 negative levels, right?
Correct.
Okay, so it'll be this minus 2, so total 25.
All right, you do not gain another negative level.
Like that.
You're able to hold on to yourself. It does mean with the successful check, though, you now get a DC 22 will save to break the crucifixion.
Oh, right now?
Yep.
Okay, this minus 2. I got a 17. Boo.
Keegan.
I'm going to move up next to Lucius. Take another shot at this thing. Bam! 30.
30 will hit.
14 damage.
The giant corrupted guardian continues to stand there in NPC, kind of moving in place mode. Duck.
Awesome.
You don't want to use that thing? I'd use the shit out of that thing.
Yeah, I will swing at him with my golden stick. Put my friend down. 27.
Hits.
Try to trip him as well. Boop. Natty 1. Trip's never going to happen. And then my last attack, 25 to hit.
Also hits.
And then this time, he is my dodge partner. Thank you for saying that. You reminded me. Stick counter says if I attack someone defensively, I can choose them as my target. And then if they attack me and miss, they provoke.
Nice.
First attack hits for 21, and the second attack hits for 18.
Nice. All right, it will attempt to stop Dosh by trying to touch him. Dosh with 24 will miss.
He misses, and so he misses because of stick strike he provokes, and because of stylish riposte he misses by 5, he provokes a second time.
Alrighty.
Dosh it up, dosh.
25 to hit. 26 to hit.
Hit, hit.
18 and 16.
Alrighty.
But now I can't stylish riposte.
Yeah, with, after getting hit so many times, it'll attempt a 5-foot step back away from you.
Yeah, I will follow up, and I also actually have following step as well, which is the next level one, which lets me move 10 feet, and so I'm going to move even closer.
Alrighty. Alright, fours, any actions you want to take?
Do I feel rigid in my paralysis?
You do.
Alright, so I'm not floppy limp?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to shake out of the paralysis, and I'm going to jump onto this guy's face and hug his face so I'm covering his mouth and eyes.
Face hugger.
Yep.
Get him pregnant.
And I'm in the form. I am. I guess I'm in like a kind of a weird like ape dog form. But as a void, I can ignore the effects of an ongoing effect for one round.
Perfect.
So I'm gonna unparalyze myself here and then reparalyze myself as a blindfold.
That's wonderful. All right,
go ahead and give me that grapple check.
He gets that coordinated maneuvers bonus with me, too.
31?
Yeah,
plus,
no.
It's like 30-something.
Yeah, the bone commander is definitely surprised that you go from being paralyzed to not, and now attached to his face. It does very much limit his movement if you are now paralyzed on him. He finds himself currently stuck with a paralyzed force attached to him. Lucius.
Well, this time for some heroics. I've got my scythe, and I'm going to charge this guy.
Oh, don't hit me. Be careful. I can't avoid any of your attacks.
Trust me, I'm super good at melee attacks.
It's time for big campaign beatdown.
The bone commander. Ah, a secret agent of Gul'shern. I knew it. You don't follow McKeith at all.
Oh, good. So I got a 13 plus 2 for charging, and then plus 2, so 17 total.
17. Hold on. A 17 is going to hit because he's currently in a grapple and does not have his dexterity to people outside of the grapple. So he is hit with your scythe.
So, when used by, I get a plus 4 to hit, plus 6 to damage morale bonus, or that passes on to everybody, right?
Correct. So after you do your damage, all of your allies get a plus 4 to hit and plus 6 to damage versus the target.
Alright, I managed to tag him. But yeah, 10 damage total.
Alrighty. Oswald, give me a fortitude save.
Okay. This minus 2 is total 25 again.
Excellent.
Nice.
My ghostly form, I'm just like writhing. I'm like silently screaming.
We might need to get you some therapy after this.
Might. I like how it's might now.
Yeah. Maybe grudgingly Oswald needs therapy now.
But you were able to resist the torture and pain of the Necrosludge crucifying you. Go ahead and give me a will save to try to break out of it as the whispers and hisses of Tindalos and its pets are becoming louder and more apparent of Oswald.
Total of 20.
You could open the gates, but with a 20, you do not escape.
No!
It is 22.
That's so high.
You're getting so close.
Egan.
I'm going to move up a little closer and shoot at him a couple more times.
Okay.
Doing good damage with it, so keep going.
Bam!
Oh, that's what I get for talking about it. I'm channeling Val now. 11.
Previously, it was pretty easy just to aim for center mass, but with a 4s attached to him, your shots miss your main target. Try not to hit your friend.
Yeah.
All right. Monstar does monster dance. Dosh.
All right. I swing again. Now it's a plus 4 on top of this, so I'm actually at 19. Boom. 24 to hit.
It's.
I'm going to use a key point to make an extra attack. 24 to hit. And then I'm going to swing a third time. 32 to hit.
Hits.
Hit him for 26, 26, and 25.
Alrighty.
flurry of blows with my stick.
And those all add the plus 6 damage?
That is the plus 6 to it, yeah.
All right, rad.
All right, yeah. From the slash of the scythe to the flurry of cane strikes, the bone commander will collapse.
Oh, Jesus. Immediately look towards Oswald.
Yeah, I'll drop my rifle at this point and head over to Oswald and see what we can do for him.
18 seconds later, I look at over to Oswald.
This will continue to affect until Oswald can escape him.
Is Bone Commander starting to try and re-heal too?
Bone Commander will begin to start putting himself back together here.
Okay, well, I'm going to... Yeah, let's remove that arm and then see what we can do about scattering this guy.
Yeah.
I've got an idea about that if you guys rip the arm off.
Okay, yeah, definitely rip the arm off.
Our pet monster here is going to slowly start lumbering forward towards him, and I'm going to give him some space.
Yeah, I'll back off. And I'll resume my normal shape.
All right. Yeah. What is the monster doing, John?
It's going to pick him up in its jaws and race him to the sunlight. Non-intelligent undead won't resist suicidal or obviously harmful orders.
Nope. Then this stupid monster will pick up the bone commander in its maw and will begin sprinting.
It's like, I got you, new friend.
Alrighty, well, that is going on. Oswald, give me that fort save.
Okay, total of 14. I'm going to go ahead and use my once per day great fortitude to get a reroll on that.
Great. Yeah.
Great fortitude.
Oh, boom. Critical success, total of 28.
Alright, go ahead and give me that will save to try and escape.
I try. Total of 21. So close. It's that hangover. That's what's getting me.
Then Oswald, go ahead and give me again. As the sludge is trying to take you in. Those of you watching Oswald's spirit here, you could see the shadow of the hounds creeping across the ceiling of this room. It looks like they're trying to get to Oswald from above.
This time I got a 17 on my fortitude save with no rerolls remaining.
Alrighty. A little bit drains out. Somewhere in the maw of a giant monster, the bone commander heals a little bit.
That gets me to 3 total negative levels, right?
Yep.
And no will save this time because I failed?
No, you do still get your will save.
Come on, Oswald, do what you
can. I try.
I know.
I got a 22! Woo!
Exact DC is, Oswald, your spirit, your soul, slams back into your body. Stunned, you lay there on the ground, regaining breath, as the shadows begin to filter away, and the whispers of Tyndalos disappear.
Yeah, I'm going to be holding them. Looking around
now,
at those...
Now can I cast a spell?
Looking around at those wolves.
Can now.
I'm going to cast Ghost Sound and play my pop music at like 4-time normal human shouting volume.
Oh, God.
I am so glad I'm chasing after a big sludge beast right now. That would blow out my eardrums.
I'm right next to him. It's going to blow out mine.
I mean, it's not coming from me. It's just here in the space.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Very well. As the pop song fills this generator room, the sludge still continues to writhe about on the ground as large veins of it continue. It does seem to be pulling energy from the generator, so the generator will effectively kind of like come on for a moment, and the sludge will take the power from it, and it will dim back down. Outside, Jakarta will quickly grab the magazine and coffee cup she's holding and run away from the entrance as a large tube of sludge and bone comes spilling out into the sunlight, screaming with fours behind it.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch it burn up and you know, make sure that it's that everything is going well. Have I lost contact with everyone?
Down below, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jakarta would be, oh, geez, wow, Force. You okay?
I'm going to stand up into normal Force bipedal, kind of quickly and reflexively. Yeah, I'm good. It got pretty messy in there. And I will be relieved for the moment, but I will still be keeping an eye on the writhing pile for developments for a round.
She'll offhandedly hand you a bottle of water.
I splash it on my face and hands, and I use it to clean. Thank you.
All right, but inside.
I'll attempt to send Forz a message. So if he's within 170 feet of me, he's going to get a... Oswald's back, he's okay.
Yeah, a magical message will go out just fine.
Gonna help Oswald up.
Yeah, I'm shaking, shivering, probably eyes closed, like I'm sure I'm still feeling residual pain.
This generator room is covered in the necro sludge, though looking about, you can see that there is a broken part of a wall. Looks like it leads into a, well, caved-in section of possibly a library?
Well, have we done everything we can do to make Oswald comfortable, besides the blasting music?
I think we're going to need to deal with this Oswald thing, like, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I'll put my arm around Oswald and say, you're going to be all right, buddy. I'm gonna need you to turn that down a little bit, though.
Yeah, I'll reach up and grab your arm, and I'll open my eyes, and I'm looking around to see if I can see the hounds.
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe, you know the stuff. Our intro and outro are Monolithic from Nihilor. You also heard The Woods Shall Wave on the Mountains, Cathedral, and Divine Violence. The pop song and sound effects are from Pixabay. I know it's all a big old mess out there, but remember, it's always easier to block the weirdos and the jerks, and instead use that time to promote or lift up voices that would otherwise be washed away. Alright, well, stay well out there. Alright, bye. Bye-bye-bye.